Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Whiskey Wednesday. Somebody bring me my whiskey. Listen, y'all, I'm just playing. I'm just entertaining. This is entertainment. This is not a job. You know, people think this is a job. It's just entertainment, y'all. So listen, it's June 22nd, 2022, 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in East and West Africa. They are based in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patwardi. Listen, y'all, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. Gumba Gold is infused with vanilla. And Gumba Silver is infused with natural coconut. Yes. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. Y'all know, they tried to throw Steve out, y'all. I don't know what Steve did down in New Orleans, but honey, when he came back to Chicago, they tried to throw him out. I really don't know what happened. I don't know what's the matter with people. You know, they tried to throw him out. They tried to get rid of him. You know, how you going to fire somebody from their own company? You know what I mean? How do you do that? Tell the owner and the founder, well, you've got to go. You got 2 days to get out. You know, and Milo and Gizmo was just in here barking and going crazy and bananas. I just don't know, y'all. I don't know what's the matter with people. So listen, let me tell y'all something. Why you on Facebook? We on Facebook all day long. Listen. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Lord, today I got some great music. You know, it's just fantastic when you got some good music to play. Do you? I know how hard it is to listen to some people, and you be trying not to throw up, you know, in your lap. Y'all ever had that experience where somebody bring you something, and you try your best not to really throw up in your lap? You know what I mean? I don't like making, you know, Mulligan stew in my lap. You know what I'm saying? I be like, no, babies, I can't handle that. I can't handle that. So listen, I said all of that to say this. I got some great stuff on today. Musical showcase and musical salute for Moon and Aries and Mike DiLorenzo. Ooh, and he is just the bomb, these guys. It's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. Can y'all tell I'm excited. Okay, I am so excited. Y'all know what? Before I play this music, and I do have a word from my sponsor, Wise Mortgage. Do y'all know what I just seen on the news during break time? I was looking at the news. And Lord, today in Los Angeles, California, y'all know nothing happens in California, right? There's never any crime in California. Nothing ever happens in L.A., right? You know, because they so snooty. But listen, let me tell you something. They so snooty in Los Angeles, California. Now, listen, this is for entertainment. Don't y'all come to my house. Do not send no FBI. Don't send nothing over here, okay? Don't come punch me out. Don't look me down on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Don't do none of that. So listen. Now, this is my point. People in California, you know, they ain't got no crimes over there. You know, if you go to, if you go to Oakton or some kind of East LA, you know, one of them areas, oh, yeah, you got a lot of crime. I'm talking about like Beverly Hills. Ain't nothing ever going on around there. You know, they too rich to have crimes. You know what I mean? But anyway, let me get to this point because I want to play this music. It was a man standing on the bus stop. I was looking at the news now. It was a man standing at the bus stop. And somebody just walked past and knocked him the hell out. For no reason. What is wrong with people? You know, I think we need to have have some drones and some little helicopters flying around the whole world. The whole world. The whole world needs some type of system to, you know, get rid of these criminals because they are just crazy. Now, for what reason would you punch somebody out because they're waiting on the bus stop? You punch somebody out because they can't afford to ride around, you know, in a limousine? They got to wait on the bus. I guess that was the problem was the guy walked past and he just knocked them out and the man fell out on the ground. Now, this real, I'm not making this up. This really did happen. I saw this on the news. And the man fell out. I guess the guy that punched him said, well, you're so poor, you can't get a limousine. I'm going to knock you out. I don't know what the heck it was. So anyway, I don't know what is going on, y'all. They need to put some drones flying around everywhere so they can catch these criminals. You know what they need to do with these criminals, y'all? They need to put some sand in their pants, some quicksand. They need to put quicksand in criminals' pants. You know what I'm saying? So that way they have many quicksand in their pants, and they won't be able to do any crimes or, you know, commit any felonies. No kind of thing. No, well, they won't be able to do no burglaries. They'll have quicksand in their pants. So that means, you know, when they get up to walk around, they're going to, y'all know what quicksand do. Quicksand pulls you down. So the point is, if you got quicksand in your pants, the quicksand is going to pull you down, going to gravitate you down to the ground, and you won't be able to move. You will not be able to commit no crimes because you got quicksand in your pants. Okay, so listen. I got some music. Listen, Moon in Aries is the bomb. I got it, baby. I got it like snowballs and Joe, honey. Yes, indeed. Moon and Aries is bomb. I just love them. They so hot. They are so hot. I got some music from them. And before I do that, I do have a word from my sponsor. This is Wise Mortgage. And y'all need to have mortgage protection. This is all about mortgage protection. All right, y'all, check this out.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, y'all, that's thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Leave your family a deed and not debt. You know, I think some people just too mean to do the right thing. I don't know what it is, but listen, let me tell y'all something. This is really serious and this is really important. Now, I ain't going to talk, you know, too long about this, but mortgage protection is for real and it's very important to protect your mortgage because you know what? If you are a homeowner, you know, and something happened and, you know, God forbid that you pass away or something happened and your family members have to take care of that. But if you have mortgage protection, it will pay for that mortgage. So what y'all need to do is go to the website and get a free quote. It don't hurt anything to get a free quote. So if you own property, especially now, you know, it's a whole lot that's going on. So listen, y'all need protection. We all need protection. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I believe in all kind of protection. I believe in working protection. I believe in non-working protection. I believe in all kind of protection, you know, because you never know if you're going to get sick. You know, you got to have something, some kind of way, because I don't believe in being broke. I just don't believe in that kind of mentality. So listen, it is thewiseinsurancegroup.com, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Y'all get y'all protection on. I'm telling you, you will thank me later. You'll thank me later. Now listen, this is Moon and Aries. Take me home. Take me home. Listen. Oh, now I'm ready to go to glory. Now I'm ready to stay on this earth. I ain't trying to go nowhere. But the name of the song is Take Me Home. Thank you. just love that. That was Take Me Home, Moon and Aries. It is amazing what music does to you. You know, I was sitting here listening to the song Take Me Away, and I'm telling you, I just envision like that girl, you know, like a girl, like that girl. You know, just an example, that girl's in her car, and she just goes off, and she just goes up, you know, just like an airplane. It's like a flying Batmobile, you know what I mean? Take me home. It's like, wow, you know, could you imagine just flying around in a car? You know, it's just futuristic, you guys. So that song just put me in the mind of futuristic, you know, living in a futuristic world, like the car could just fly like Batgirl. You know, that's just a bomb. That's just cool. So listen, Moon and Aries, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I keep telling y'all this over and over again. And I was just sitting here looking at Moon and Aries bio, and I keep telling y'all to attach your music to something bigger than yourself, outside of yourself, like film, you know, commercials, that it can happen. And so it happened for Moon and Aries. I say this all the time, y'all. So listen. Moon and Aries is on their musical duo that's on a mission. Y'all know what happened for them. And I'm so happy for them. Y'all know what happened. Their music has been so successful. The arrival of 9 songs ended up on radio, in lounges, hotel, different clubs. The success has motivated them to continue their journey. So listen. I keep telling y'all. I told y'all about one lady that was on the show, and I told her song could be on a movie, a soundtrack, and it happened. CSI. It's a soundtrack now for CSI. So listen, I got some more music from Moon and Aries. This is In Silence. All right, all right. That was In Silence. In Silence. Up next is Angels and Demons. That you listen to that they create takes you to a different place. You know, I really think that when Moon and Aries go to bed at night, that, you know, the fairies come in and sprinkle them with some kind of fairy dust, and then they wake up and they create some awesome music. I really think that's what's going on here. Listen, I'm about to say something. Now, you guys know I love to entertain, and I love being a stand-up comedian. I just love it. But now, listen, I want y'all to hear this about Moon and Aries. When I was listening to the song Angels and Demons, you know, it made me feel like I was listening to something from the past. It's almost like they create music. It's almost like they went back into the past some type of way. They got in a time machine, okay? So they went and got in a time machine, and it's almost like they took a trip back to the past to create some music for the future. This, it just feels that way. It just, I swear to God, I feel like I was in a time machine, you guys. Now, listen, I'm really serious. I'm serious about that. It does. I feel like I stepped back and went into the past, but then I heard this music that was made in the future. Does that make sense? It's like, it's just blowing my mind right here. So that was Angels and Demons. That was by Moon and Aries. That was bomb. That was bomb. I like it. It's almost like, you know, you're having a little, what they call this stuff, the 420? I don't know. It's like a nice little head tip, if you will. It's just pretty. It's really cool. It's really cool what they can do with their music. I ain't never experienced nothing like that before. So listen, y'all. And then also with Angels and Demons, you know, I was like, I was in here listening to the song, and it's almost like that song, too. You can create whatever you want to create in your home. You like, some people, it's really creative with birthdays and anniversaries. It's like that song. You can take that song for real now. You can take that song. A couple that's maybe celebrating their 15th or 20-year wedding anniversary, you could, you know, dress it. I'm one of them kind of people that love to decorate. You could decorate your home and whatever type of thing that you want to decorate it in and play that song and just kind of celebrate your anniversary or whatever you're celebrating. I'm telling you, they got that kind of spin. They got to, oh, I like it. It's just like I'm drinking a nice little slow gin, fizz, you know, but I ain't drinking. So listen, I like that. Angels and Things, that was a bomb. So listen, you guys, I got a song that's coming up from Mike DiLorenzo. And he is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. He's a keyboardist. Mike DiLorenzo has explored everything from R&B, jazz, Latin, gospel music, and everything in between, backing up and recording with a wide range of artists in the New York area. In addition to his love for jazz, Mike has also performed with a wide range of artists, including Whitney Houston, God rest her soul, also Sissy Houston, and the Grammy Award-winning New Jersey Mass Choir, Gerald Austin, Regina Bell, Bo Diddley. He's also performed with Chuck Berry, to name a few. So he's performed with a lot of different people. He's also performed at Carnegie Hall, Radio City Music Hall, Madison Square Garden. So he know what he doing, y'all. He know a little bit something about music. Okay, he know what he is doing, okay? And when y'all hear the music, you're going to understand they know what they doing. So listen, this is When I Am With You, When I Am With You. Oh, check it out. Oh, all the things that I that was just so enjoyable. Y'all know what? I declare it's almost like she puts you in the mind of Anita Baker. She is hot. That was just really, really phenomenal. That is When I Am With You. Yes, yes, yes. Anna Moore featuring Anna Moore. That's I got some more music from Mike DiLorenzo on later on tonight and actually tomorrow as well. We're going to be jamming y'all with, you know, just jazz. We're going to do some smooth jazz. We're going to get down with it with the futuristic tunes. You know, Moon and Aries coming back with Moon and Aries a little bit late on this evening. Y'all, it's been a stone cold blast. I'm telling you, I want to make sure you go on over to Facebook now. Use the keyword Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got to get on up out of here, but guess what, y'all? The fun don't stop right now. It don't stop, honey. Keep the fun going. I believe in having a great time. It's been a stone cold blast, y'all. See y'all a little bit later this evening. You motivated.